The bill was passed last week, nearly a year after a public health emergency was declared in Flint due to lead-contaminated water.
We think we've got tremendous momentum with 95 senators voting for it, strong bipartisan support. So we're going to work that momentum to get it through the House.
If the legislation passes the House and the president signs off on it, U.S. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan, speaking Monday in Pontiac, says it would authorize 29 projects in 18 states for dredging, flood control, and other projects overseen by the Army Corps of Engineers.